Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our economy continues to follow the curve of the pandemic, and so while GDP has significantly rebounded from the depths seen in the spring and summer, it may soon be on its way back there if the coronavirus numbers continue their current trajectory. And then there's today's election. Regardless of who is our next president, our next guest says, don't expect a magic economic fix anytime soon. Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. He joins us now by phone from his office in Clemson, South Carolina. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Mike, it's good to hear your voice and glad to be talking with you today.
Now, first of all, give us your insight on the latest GDP numbers.
The what I call the coronavirus economy, and a lot of people refer to it the same way, is a real roller coaster, Mike. If we go back to the first quarter of this year, we got a negative 5%. Second quarter, we got a negative 31%. That's when we really went in the hole. Roller coaster was really sinking. The number that we got last week, first estimate for third quarter, came in at 33.1 positive. And so, whoosh, we are sailing, but not by quite enough to offset the negative numbers earlier in the year. So we are not quite back to where we started, but we're getting close.
And then how about in our state?
South Carolina, by all indications, is performing at a higher pace than the nation. The Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia turns out monthly estimates of coincident indicators for each of the states. The most recent one is for September. And South Carolina looks like one of the stronger states in the Southeast. It appears that construction activity is big energy that's pushing us forward, and manufacturing is strong as well. What's really hurting is anything that has to do with tourism and travel.
And today, the big day, the election is happening. Share with us your insights on what this economy will look like going forward, no matter who is elected.
Glad to take a stab at it, Mike. First off, I think it's safe to say that no matter who wins, we should not expect much in terms of a change in direction of our economy. In the year ahead, those cookies are pretty much already in the oven, assuming that there are not any major reversals that occur with the coronavirus. We pretty well know that next year is going to begin to show something that looks sort of like a normal GDP growth. There are differences, obviously, between the two candidates with respect to what we might predict for changes in GDP. For example, Mr. Trump, I think, gets a plus sign on taxes. When we get tax cuts, it usually nudges GDP growth in a positive direction. Mr. Biden gets a negative sign on taxes. He has already promised increases in taxes. That's not necessarily a bad thing when we have such huge deficits that need to be paid off. But in the short run, that would be a damper on GDP growth. Then on trade, international trade, I think Biden sort of gets a positive sign there. Trump continues to get a negative sign. On regulation, Mr. Trump's administration has done deregulation. I think that would continue with him, so he gets a plus sign for regulation. Biden has already promised some more regulations, particularly on environmental concerns. There's a negative sign there. And then as we go down and look at debt, I give Mr. Biden a plus sign on debt because he's got the courage to raise taxes. And Mr. Trump, I give a negative sign on debt. And you know, if you look at all these things as a sort of chart, it gets to be pretty much a wash. And so how one individual might feel about all this depends on how important any one of these particular topics might be to that person.
Well, Bruce, as always, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
It's fun talking with you, Mike. Look forward to the next conversation.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. And we will have a link to that report posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.